Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about potential trade targets for the Winnipeg Jets. In this podcast, I talk about what the Winnipeg Jets need to improve upon and who they should target for the trade deadline. Prior to this season, the Winnipeg Jets were a team that really had no direction because they were looking to trade both Connor Hellebuyck and Mark Scheifele, both UFAs in 2024. However, before the season began, both Hellebuyck and Scheifele were locked up to 8-year deals. This meant that both players would be in Winnipeg for the long haul. Prior to the season, many experts and fans didn't think that the Winnipeg Jets would be able to contend in the Central Division, as Winnipeg was very top-heavy with a weakness at the center position and had a severe lack of scoring depth. For this reason, many had Winnipeg being a bubble team at best, or simply just missing the playoffs entirely. The Winnipeg Jets have been the biggest surprise of the season thus far in the Western Conference, currently holding on to the number one seed in the Central Division and the second overall seed in the entire Western Conference. Winnipeg has a 30-11-5 record with 146 goals for, which is 17th in the NHL, and having only yielded 105 goals against, which is far and away the best in the NHL. Offensively, they have struggled to get consistent secondary scoring, but they have received great production from the usual suspects such as Mark Scheifele, Nikolai Ehlers, and Josh Morrissey. When in the lineup, Kyle Connor was his usual productive self, tallying 18 goals and 29 points in 30 games. Connor Hellebuyck has been the biggest reason why the Winnipeg Jets have been so successful this season, with a 23-8-3 record, posting a 2.17 GAA, .925 save percentage, and 2 shutouts. It remains to be seen if Winnipeg can sustain this level of play in the second half, but so far this season, the Jets have exceeded expectation. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. The biggest weakness for the Winnipeg Jets is their second line center. While Vladislav Namestnikov is okay and can fill that role if flanked by two great wingers, he is not a play driver, thus it makes the line easier to defend against. Mark Scheifele is a good first line center, and Adam Lowry is an excellent third line center. If Winnipeg can add a solid second line center, they could be a legit contender. In the Central Division, they will be facing a lot of teams with grit and size such as St. Louis, Nashville, Minnesota, and Arizona, which is why they will need to add more size to the lineup to beef up the lineup. Their lineup right now looks okay because their opponents may not be as physical every game, but if Winnipeg wants to make a deep playoff run, they need to add more size and grit. Two players the Winnipeg Jets could target are Alexander Wennberg and Brandon Tanev from the Seattle Kraken. The Seattle Kraken are currently a bubble team, so they have a decision to make whether they want to stay as is and make a playoff push or become sellers, with a hope of building a better team through the draft. Alexander Wennberg is a UFA in 2024, while Brandon Tanev has another year left on his deal after this season. Wennberg could be a solid two-way center on the second line, but he is more of a third-line center. However, if played with star wingers, he'll get the job done. Brandon Tanev was a fan favorite in Winnipeg before leaving in free agency to sign with Pittsburgh. Winnipeg could really use a player of his caliber, a player with speed, grit, tenacity, and can help out on the PK. Two other players the Winnipeg Jets could target are Frédéric Gaudreau and Pat Maroon from the Minnesota Wild. Frédéric Gaudreau is being misused in Minnesota and is being restricted to fourth line minutes. He could really use a change of scenery, while Pat Maroon will most likely want to play for a Stanley Cup contender, as it seems like Minnesota may miss the playoffs this season. Gaudreau would be an excellent fit as either a second line center or fourth line center. Whatever the case, it would be an upgrade over what the Jets have right now. Pat Maroon brings playoff experience and leadership to the team. Two of the more underrated players in the league this year have been Thomas Novak and Cole Smith of the Nashville Predators. While not household names, they would certainly be able to get the job done. Novak as the second line center and Cole Smith as the fourth line forward and penalty killer. The final two players the Winnipeg Jets could target are Shane Pinto and Parker Kelly from the Ottawa Senators. Shane Pinto is finally back for the Ottawa Senators, and it seems like he hasn't missed a beat. However, with Tim Stutzle, Josh Norris, and Ridley Gregg already on the roster, the Senators really don't have a need for Shane Pinto, and he should be moved at the deadline. Parker Kelly is exactly what the doctor ordered, a player with grit and physicality, which is exactly what Winnipeg needs. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. This is the projected lineup with Alexander Wenberg and Brandon Tanev. The first line is Mark Scheifele centering Kyle Connor and Alex Iafallo. Second line is Alexander Wenberg centering Cole Perfetti and Nikolai Ehlers. Third line is Adam Lowry centering Nino Niederreiter and Gabriel Vilardi. Fourth line is Vladislav Namestnikov centering Brandon Tanev and Mason Appleton. First D pair is Josh Morrissey and Dylan DeMello. Second D pair is Brendan Dillon and Neil Pionk. Third D pair is Dylan Sandberg and Nate Schmidt. Goalies are Connor Hellebuck and Laurent Brossoit. This is how the projected lineup looks like with Frederick Goudreau and Patrick Maroon. The first line is Mark Scheifele centering Kyle Connor and Nikolai Ehlers. Second line is Vladislav Namestnikov centering Cole Perfetti and Alex Iafallo. Third line is Adam Lowry centering Nino Niederreiter and Mason Appleton. Fourth line is Frederick Goudreau centering Pat Maroon and Gabriel Vilardi. The defense and goaltending remain the same as in the first lineup. This is the projected lineup with Thomas Novak and Cole Smith. The first line is Mark Scheifele centering Cole Perfetti and Nikolai Ehlers. Second line is Thomas Novak centering Kyle Connor and Gabriel Vilardi. Third line is Adam Lowry centering Nino Niederreiter and Alex Iafallo. Fourth line is Rasmus Kupari centering Cole Smith and Mason Appleton. The defense and goaltending remain the same as in the first two lineups. This is the projected lineup with Shane Pinto and Parker Kelly. The first line is Mark Scheifele centering Cole Perfetti and Nikolai Ehlers. Second line is Shane Pinto centering Kyle Connor and Alex Iafallo. Third line is Adam Lowry centering Nino Niederreiter and Gabriel Vilardi. Fourth line is Vladislav Namestnikov centering Parker Kelly and Mason Appleton. The defense and goaltending remain the same as in the previous three lineups. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. The Winnipeg Jets need to go out and add some pieces at the deadline, or else they will not be able to keep up with the Colorado Avalanche, who are eventually going to turn it up to another notch in the second half of the season. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about potential trade targets for the Vancouver Canucks.